Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for April 11th to the 17th, 2015. This week, Israeli attacks targeting Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank leave one killed and at least 20 others injured. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Unity Government ministers announces intentions to visit the besieged Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with an violent activities organized in the West Bank. At least 7 Palestinian protesters were injured and many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked the weekly nonviolent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
This week, protests were in commemoration of the Palestinian Political Prisoners' Day. Currently, Israel is detaining around 6,000 Palestinians in military detention camps, among them about 300 children. This week, anti-war and settlements protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Danabi Saleh. In addition, protests were organized in the villages of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank and Al-Masara and Beit Umar villages in the south. Israeli soldiers used live rounds, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets against protesters. In Bil'in, 2 youth were injured after being hit by live rounds fired by Israeli soldiers. Moreover, 4 more youth were injured by rubber-coated steel bullets in the village of Na'lin. 1 more youth were injured and kidnapped by Israeli troops in Kfar Kaddoum village. In the meantime, 2 youth were injured by Israeli troops' gunfire in Beit Umar village during the anti-wall and settlements protest there. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
Palestinian ministers are about to visit the Gaza Strip in a bid to solve a number of issues. Meanwhile, European Union Parliament is set to discuss a bill that deals with the Israeli goods. IMEMC's Ramel Megari has more.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said in a televised speech that the profile of Palestinian detainees inside Israeli concentration camps will be on top of complaints to be submitted soon to the International Court of Justice. The president confirmed that the Palestinian Authority is going ahead with a move at the ICC in order to bring Israel to justice for what the PA believes were crimes against the Palestinian people, including the last year's Israeli war on Gaza. In another move, the PA's ministers belonging to the consensus government will be heading for Gaza next week in order to help solve a number of outstanding problems, such as the employees' standoff. Palestinian Minister Mufid al-Hassina was quoted this week as saying that all employees of Gaza will be merged within the various Gaza-based ministries. In the meantime, the European Union Parliament will be discussing a bill that demands traders and grocers in EU countries to label Israeli products that are produced in illegal Israeli settlements on occupied Palestinian lands. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mughari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli attacks leave one killed Palestinian fighter in Gaza. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Israeli troops invade communities and kidnap scores of civilians, including children. IMEMC's Iman Abed Rabbu Bannoura reports.
This week, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 50 Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn invasions targeting West Bank communities. Kidnappings and home searches were focused this week in Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Nablus, and Ramallah cities. On Thursday midday, 9 Palestinian civilians were injured when Israeli troops attacked a protest organized by Palestinian NGOs outside the Ofer Israeli military detention camp near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. According to medical sources, all 9 injured were hit by rubber-coated steel bullets fired by Israeli troops. Clashes erupted after the soldiers' attack and lasted for several hours, local media reported. The march was organized by Palestinian political prisoners' support groups in protest of the ill-treatment Palestinian political prisoners are facing in Israeli military detention facilities. In renewed clashes near Ofer Detention Center, two youth were injured by Israeli troops' gunfire. Earlier in the week, Israeli soldiers demolished on Tuesday at dawn an under-construction four-story residential building in Wad al-Joz neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem. In the Gaza Strip this week, a Palestinian fighter of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, died on Tuesday after succumbing to wounds he sustained last summer. The fighter, 22 years of age, suffered various wounds, including a serious head injury by an Israeli missile during the Israeli onslaught on Gaza 8 months ago. He remained in a critical condition since then until he died on Tuesday, medical sources reported. The Ministry of Health in Gaza said that around 2,140 Palestinians, including 577 children, were killed in the Israeli onslaught. Dozens of Palestinians died of their serious injuries in the months that followed the Israeli onslaught. Over 11,100 Palestinians, including 3,374 children, 2,088 women, and 410 elderly people, were injured. Also on Tuesday, a Palestinian reporter working for the Palestinian TV was stabbed to death near his home in the Nasser neighborhood in Gaza City. The reporter Kamal Abu Nahel, 40 years of age, was stabbed with a sharp object. According to family members, worshippers found Abu Nahel's body near his home following dawn prayers. On Wednesday morning, Israeli gunboats again targeted with live fire Palestinian fishing boats off Gaza City shores. Fishers were forced back to shore. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Hakrabo Banura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for April 11th to the 17th, 2015, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi. I'm me, Ghassan Bamoura.